The Tsarina's Daughter by Carolee Erickson. Narrated by Susan Jameson.
Prologue. November the 15th, 1989. My name is Daria Gradoff, and I live in Yellow Rain, Saskatchewan. I am a widow. My dear Michael has died, but my family is close by. They look after me, especially my son, Nicholas, and his boys. They believe their name to be Gradoff, like their father's, but their true name, their true heritage, is Romanov. They don't know it yet, but they are heirs to the throne of the Tsars. Now that the world is celebrating the fall of the Berlin Wall, and I am celebrating my 93rd year of life, the time has come for me to tell the story of my true family, as a gift to my son and grandsons, as an act of penance, perhaps, for turning my back on my birthright and disguising the truth of my origins for so many years. For I only became Daria Gradoff in 1918, when Michael and I boarded the train that took us to Murmansk. I had false papers. No one suspected that I was really Tatiana Romanov, second oldest daughter of Tsar Nicholas and Tsarina Alexandra. That girl was dead, shot with her mother and father, her sisters and brother, in the basement of a shabby house in Siberia. Only Michael and I, and a few trusted others, knew that the girl who died in the basement was not Tatiana. I am Tatiana. Now I must tell my story and my family's story so that old wrongs can be righted and the world can know the truth. Chapter 1. My story begins at the extreme edge of memory, on a snowy January afternoon when I was 6 years old, and it seemed as if all the bells in all the churches of St. Petersburg were ringing at once. I remember my father lifted me up so I could see over the top of the balcony railing, and I felt the freezing wind on my face and saw through the greenish-yellow fog a crowd of people such as I had never seen before. The mass of people, all singing and shouting and waving flags and banners, seemed to stretch as far as I could see, all across the palace square and beyond.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?